is where I make new friendships.
School is where I explore new things.
School is where I learn how to play soccer to become a famous soccer player.
Welcome to Student Talk Radio, a program where students from Community Outreach Academy and Futures High School share their thoughts about school and life experiences.
School is where I get a better future.
And now, here's your host.
Ну и мы рады приветствовать в студии на Этно-ФМ. Как раз-таки голос, который звучал в этом представлении, это Тим Страус и Даниэла Манзюк, представители Community Outreach Academy. Доброе утро.
Доброе утро. Good morning, good morning, COA students. We're so happy to be on air. This is our first Student Talk Radio show of the year. We're excited. We're going to have a wonderful year. And today's show is just going to be an introduction to what goes on once a month here on Monday mornings. And I have with me, my name is Daniela Manzik. I'm the Student Support Specialist at Community Outreach Academy. And I know you guys are just rolling in, starting to come, arrive to school. And some of you guys see us on the TV screens at school. Some of you are just driving in the car listening to us. So good morning, good morning. It's Monday morning. I hope y'all woke up and had some good breakfast and you're ready to learn another new week. And this is the third week of school. We're very excited to see you guys all back. We'll talk a little bit about what's been going on at school and what's going to be happening. But I'd also like to present, introduce Mr. Tim Straub. For the first time, he's sitting with us actually live on air.
Good morning, everybody. I hope everybody's having a great day so far. I'm happy to be here.
Tim, can you tell us a little bit about Student Talk Radio? What is Student Talk Radio? How does it work? What are the benefits? Tell us a little bit about it.
All right. Student Talk Radio is a monthly program from the elementary school, the middle school, and the high school, and we kind of rotate throughout the month. Once a month, each school is showcased, and students get to participate. So here at the elementary school, what I'll be doing is I'll be asking students at our school to come into the computer lab and record some segments that they feel they want to talk about, something that at school or something in their life, something that they really like, something that they maybe have a trip they went on, something that's exciting to them. It doesn't always have to be school-related. A lot of them do choose topics for school, but we sit down and we talk about all kinds of different things before we choose the topic that they like, and then they get to write up their script. And they do that through their Google Classroom. I send them a document. That way I can kind of watch what they write, help them if they get stuck, give them some tips. Sometimes they'll ask me, what else should I write? So we collaborate together on their script. Then they come in and record. And then I put all those segments together and bring it over here to the radio station to play once a month.
Question. So a lot of it's statistically it's out there that one of the biggest fears that humans have is public speaking, being on air. Do you have trouble getting these students to volunteer? Do they volunteer? Do they? How does this work? Do you tell them you're recording this month, or how does that work?
A lot of them will come in starting this week. A lot of them will come in and record segments for the COA morning message, and. Those students that are excited about coming in and recording for the COA morning message.
And the morning message is we have actually a segment.
Yeah, we're going to play a segment about what the morning message is and what kind of information is in there. But those students that come in and want to do that, those are the ones that I tend to ask if they would like to do more because they have an interest in it. And yes, you're right. Public speaking is a huge fear. It is a little bit different when you come into the computer lab because it's just them and myself. They don't have a huge crowd. There's nobody else watching. They're free to make mistakes because I will edit it together if they make a mistake. So it's different than being live on the radio. They're, when they hear themselves on the radio, they hear a perfect reading of what they wrote, which is really exciting for them.
And it boosts up their confidence. They know they can do it again if it comes up.
Absolutely, it does. And matter of fact, lots of times they will ask, can I do it again? Absolutely. Let's talk about what else you want to talk about. So if they want to do it more than once, they are absolutely welcome to do it more than once. thoughts.
I also wanted to ask if you can tell our parents and some of our students that don't know your background and how you got into technology, how you got into this recording, and just your background is very interesting with a certain magical place.
Well, that's
if you
right.
can tell
yeah.
us a little bit about that.
Well, my background goes way back to when I was a little kid. My father was a professional clown and used to travel all over the state to do performances all over the place. I would then help him out every so often. And one year, matter of fact, he had injured himself in our home, fell on down some steps and dislocated his arm. So I had to do the entire show that he used to put on. So I would be a miniature clown next to him. He would do most of the talking, but I knew all of the parts of the show that he did. So performing for me has always been something that I've done since I was 2 years old. And then that just led me into other aspects of entertainment. I worked at Six Flags Magic Mountain. I worked at Disneyland Park down in Anaheim. So I've done a lot of performing in my life. So when I
those of you that aren't looking at our TV screens, Mr. Strauss is currently wearing his Mickey Mouse tie. Uh-huh. He has his Mickey Mouse mug, and his classroom's all decked out with Disney. He's our Disneyland. He represents this.
I know quite a bit about it. We'll put it that way. I know quite a bit about Disneyland.
It brings an excitement into the classroom.
It does. I haven't met a single kid who hasn't been or doesn't want to go to Disneyland. So that and Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse is universal. I haven't met any kids who don't like Mickey Mouse. So he does bring an excitement in there, and they like to see all the stuff that students have given me in the past that are in the classroom. But yeah, absolutely. That led me, when I got into teaching, that was certainly something that I brought to teaching, was my experience as a performer, and my ability to just relate to younger kids. Then when we had a technology stipend, when we started a technology stipend for our teachers, get a little bit of extra money for using technology in the classroom. One of the choices was to do a podcast for your classroom. And this was probably a good 10 years ago. So I went, you know what, that would be kind of fun.
Fun, and how useful is it
yeah,
for parents it,
absolutely.
And students?
And so I said, okay, well, I'll give it a try. So I bought some equipment and decided to make a podcast for my specific class at the time. And I would make an entire show that would be available starting on Sunday night, and that way the parents could hear what was going to happen that next week. And the kids would know this is what we're going to work on. And I'd have some fun facts that I'd throw in there, some history facts, science facts, Disney history facts, which I always enjoy making. So something that I did for several years when I was actually teaching a self-contained classroom. When I became the technology teacher, Mrs. Gonchar, our principal, had asked if I would do the computer lab, which was something new that at our school that we had never had before. Well, I said, sure, I'll try it. I'll do it for you. And then that just kind of led into, can we do messages in the morning for the students? You have all that equipment. Can we? I said, sure, yeah, absolutely. When we started off, I would do maybe 1 week, and then it would be Mrs. Gonchar would do a week, and Mrs. Cassell would do a week, Mr. Surdy would do a week, and then they got way too busy to do their parts of it, so I kind of just took it over.
Yeah.
I've had fun doing it ever since. The kids really enjoy it. We say the student and staff birthdays we talk about in there. We talk about upcoming events at the school. So
and
that
we hear teachers' voices as
teachers
well.
Teachers come in and they record the Pledge of Allegiance. Like I said earlier, students will come in. Starting this week, students will come in and record, but they can record the introductions. They can record the exits to the program, and I have them do little segments of all different kinds of things. Our student leadership team, when we start that, they start to take over more of the segments that I have in there, so that it's not always me. There's a variety of voices that mm-hmm. the students and parents mm-hmm. can hear. So, and all those will I try to make all those available Sunday night, so that the whole week is available for parents to listen to on our Facebook page.
Yeah. Well, with Student Talk Radio, we will be on air, specifically Community Outreach Academy will be on air once a month. But every Monday on Ethno FM, we have one of our schools coming on air, and it's all Student Talk Radio. So for every Monday, it's students participating in recording their voices, and parents, you can hear them, and students, you can hear your friends and your classmates on air, and it's all useful information for you. So it's very interesting. So we invite you to listen in every Monday throughout the month. I also wanted to present a few events that are going on. Last week, we had the pleasure of hosting all of our parents at Back to School Night. We had, this year we have an enrollment of about 1,350 students, 1,350 students.
That's a lot.
A huge school, kindergarten through sixth grade. So we have a lot of families coming in on back to school night on events like that. And specifically this past Thursday when we had that back to school night, and our we also had our Title I meeting. Where Mrs. Gonchar, our principal, was able to give some information as to what's going on in the school. We had survey results and lots of interesting information for parents. And then the best part, of course, was parents being able to get inside the classrooms and talking to the teachers and seeing what their children have been doing for the last 2 weeks in class already. And so we had a very big turnout. The evening started off with dinner at our pavilion site. Then we went off to the theater, and Mrs. Gonchar was able to introduce our entire staff, huge staff as well, almost 200 people that are working for your students, for your children, I mean, at COA. And then she gave her presentation. Afterward, there was time for the class, classroom visits. And this year we did something different, since we know we have a lot of big families. Some families do have up to 3-4 different grade levels that they need to visit. And so we had blocks broken up, 15-minute blocks, and every teacher gave her his or her presentation, the same exact presentation every 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. That means if I had a second grader and a fifth grader, I had a time slot that I could go in to my second grader's class, and then I could go to my fifth grader's class, and I would get the same exact presentation from that teacher as she gave at the very beginning. So I, as a parent, am not missing anything. I think that went very well this year for our parents. We got very good feedback from the entire evening, and we were so happy to host everyone and so happy to see everyone and meet everyone. We love our parents. We love our students. We're so excited to see you all the time. We're excited to continue to host those kind of events. Speaking of those kind of events, we have another parent-student event coming up in September. It's going to be on September 13th, that's a Friday, at 6:30 p.m. We are having a family movie night. Now, our family movie night is one of our most popular events of the year. In this event, there's no academics involved. There's no information that you need to remember. This event is, we invite everyone to come and just relax. Just relax and enjoy, have meet and greet with parents, with administrators, but also just with your students, to be in an atmosphere. It's on school grounds, so you're on school grounds, but it's a relaxed atmosphere, and you're able to be with them and do life with them, do their school life with them, and that's so important. We encourage our parents to volunteer at least 12 hours every school year. And Mr. Ivan Leschuk, our parent liaison, you will be hearing his voice along with mine every month, typically. So he's the one that works with our parent volunteers and our community events. But he will be there, and you can meet him, and he'll be working alongside those parents and trying to get you involved, because that's so important. We really encourage our parents to be extremely present in their child's academic life. It makes such an incredible difference when you have that FaceTime and those hours that you're putting in. But with family movie night, we'd like to invite everybody. There'll be a free movie, of course, and we'll have chips and ice cream, candy, popcorn. We'll have a clown present, animal balloons, face painting, photo booth. It's going to be a very, very fun event, and it'll be at our Squirla site. That's at our school address is 5800 Squirla Avenue. For those of you that haven't come onto our campus yet, that weren't able to make it to back to school night, so that's Friday, September 13th, 6:30 p.m. We'd like to invite all parents with your children, so all students and parents. We invite everyone to family movie night, and of course we'll have many, many more events throughout the school year. Please add our school app on the Apple Store or Android. What is it called, Tim?
Yeah, the Google Play.
And add our school app every time that we have a Bridges newsletter, which is our parent newsletter. We'll send that out on the app. It also appears on our website. And all of our events are on there. Our events are on our calendar as well. So be aware that we have a lot of things going on that you can be a part of. So look into it. Of course, we try to put it out there as much as we can. We have our LED signs on campus. So if you're driving, dropping off your student at school, look out for on those LED signs. We always have events posted on there as well. So we look forward to seeing you at Family Movie Night and other events that we'll be having. And now we have one more segment for you on morning messages. We had talked about it a little bit in the beginning. Tim Stroud told you about it. And here's the statement, and you'll actually be able to hear student voices.
Yeah, you'll hear some examples of what the COA morning messages sound like, who's a part of it, students, teachers, myself, and some other famous voices.
And we are coming off air, so just after the segment, you'll be able to continue on with Ethno-FM and the whatever program they have next. So it was just a pleasure to be on air with you. Thank you, and have a wonderful rest of your Monday.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Hey, what's up? It's Rick Dees from the weekly Top 40 Countdown. This is it, the podcast everyone is talking about, number one in the world, Mr. Scrow's podcast.
Hello, I'm Mr. Stroud, the computer lab teacher at Community Outreach Academy Elementary School. I'm also the voice that our students hear every morning as we provide our students with a COA morning message each and every morning. These morning messages offer our students information on what's going on at the school that day or even later that week. At times, we have famous voices to help introduce these daily podcasts.
Hey there, we are Armstrong and Getty. I'm Jack Armstrong, and he's Joe Getty.
Hello, my name is Bo Weaver. I'm a voiceover artist in Hollywood.
Hey everybody, this is Brett Iwin, the voice of Mickey Mouse.
Oh boy!
Hey, it's Cam Buzz Brainerd. You probably recognize me from Disney Channel.
Most of the time, COA students introduce the morning message.
Good morning, this is third grade Alex. It's Tuesday morning, and it's time for Mr. Stroud's morning message.
Good morning, this is first grader Angelica. Welcome to Wednesday morning. It's now time for Mr. Stroud's morning message.
Good morning, this is third grader Diana from the Story Scouts. Well, it's Thursday morning, and it's time for some fun and useful information with Mr. Stroud's morning message.
Good morning, this is sixth grade Vika. Woohoo, it's Friday morning, and it's time for Mr. Stroud's morning message. Let's get this party started. It's all yours, Mr. Stroud.
During these morning messages, we often wish our teachers and staff a happy birthday if it's their birthday that day.
Nikki, someone's having a birthday.
Oh, boy.
That's right. We have one more COA staff birthday to celebrate today. Dudley Building Day Custodian Mr. Anatoly and fifth grade teacher Mrs. Cardoglo celebrate. Happy birthday, everybody. Every week we have a countdown to school holidays because everyone enjoys some time off from school.
The countdown continues.
The countdown continues to our next school holiday. You now have only 4 weeks to go until our next school holiday of spring break, where you'll get another entire week off. Yeah, I know it's still a little ways away, but
hey, at least it keeps getting closer.
closer.
At COA, we have a great character education program from our character education leader, Mr. Tony. At our monthly assemblies, we award Student of the Month incentives to students who have demonstrated the previous month's trait to their teachers the best. Our student leadership team helps out with skits and posters, and we include this information in the morning message. Don't forget about this month's character trait of team spirit. Team spirit means you don't just do things all by yourself. You work together with others so everyone succeeds. Working together doesn't only bring out the best in all of us, it brings out the best in each of us. Even the letters in team stand for Together Everyone Achieves More. Show your eagle pride and show your teachers you know all about team spirit. Just like our hero of the month, worker rights advocate Cesar Chavez. His ability to bring all farm workers together and his ability to protest peacefully helped bring about one of the biggest changes in California
and later America
ever. He helped create the team of the United Farm Workers and worked on getting better pay and better working conditions for all. So show your teachers that you know all about team spirit all month long, and maybe you will be chosen as the next Student of the Month. Here at COA, we've established expected school-wide learning results statements from the letters representing our school, COA. We put these Esslers on giant posters for each classroom and in every one of our campus's buildings. Students have come in to record segments for the morning message explaining these school Esslers.
I am Leah from Miss Martinez's class to tell you all about the school Esslers. At COA, the C stands for creating a collaborative and cooperative community. The O stands for being an outstanding learner and citizen. And the A stands for achieve academic excellence.
Hi, I'm Sariana from Mrs. Cole's class to tell you all about our school Esslers. At COA, the students can create a collaborative and cooperative community. Everybody works together so everyone succeeds. They can be an outstanding learner and citizen. We listen to our teachers, learn as much as we can, and treat others the way we want to be treated. And they can achieve academic excellence. The more we learn, the smarter we get.
Our character education leader, Mr. Tony, and I will be talking more about these at our character education assemblies every month. And as Mr. Tony always says,
you can, you will succeed.
Sometimes in our morning messages, we inject a little bit of fun, too. We call them fun facts.
Hi, this is Daniel from Mrs. Martinez's class. Here's a fun fact for today from Mr. Stroud.
On March 17th, on this day, everyone is a little Irish because it's St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day is in honor of the patron saint of Ireland, who brought Christianity to the Emerald Isles,
as Ireland was known in the 400s AD.
It's truly a day of celebrating Irish history, ancestry, traditions, and customs. Did you know that over 34 million Americans are of Irish descent? That's almost 9 times the population of Ireland itself. So celebrate today and wear a little green, because it's St. Patrick's Day. What's also unique about our morning messages is that we include the Pledge of Allegiance with our morning messages as well. Sometimes there are famous voices that recite it for us.
Hi, this is Ben Patrick Johnson, the voice of Hollywood.
Hello, this is Bill Ratner, voice of Flint from G.I. Joe, and Ambassador Donello Dina from Mass Effect. Please join me in the pledge this morning.
Hi, this is Jim Conrad, and you can hear my voice on Aerial America on the Smithsonian Channel. Please join me in the pledge this morning.
John Willard here, voice of the CMA Awards on ABC. Please stand, salute, and pledge.
Hi, this is Tom Kane, the voice of Jedi Master Yoda. And now I'd like you to do what I did every day of my school life, and that is please stand, salute, and pledge.
Sometimes it's staff members.
Hi, this is first grade teacher Mrs. Androlowitz.
Hello, this is Mrs. Locken, second grade teacher.
Good morning, COA students. This is Mr. Roman. Now, join me in the pledge this morning.
Hello, this is Mrs. Casal, your vice principal. Please join me in the pledge this morning.
But most of the time, it's our fantastic students reciting the Pledge of Allegiance each and every morning.
Hello, my name is Ellie from Mrs. Androlowitz's class.
Hi, my name is Anna from Miss Michaela's class.
Hi, my name is Anya from Mrs. Martinez's class.
Hi, my name is Artem from Miss Cole's class. Please join me in the pledge this morning. Please stand,
salute, and pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And to wrap up each week, on Friday, we include our COA school song for the students to sing.
We are bright. We don't fight. We will always do what's right. We will love our land and always lend a helping hand. In our work, in our play, we stand strong in every way. In a circle of friends, we'll stay. We will stay. We are eagles of COA. We are eagles of COA. We are eagles of COA.
These morning messages have become quite popular with our students and staff, and they look forward to hearing them every morning, especially when they've come in to record. I hope you enjoyed our piece about the COA morning messages. This is Mr. Strau. Until next time.
This has been Mr. Strau's podcast.
School is where I make new friendships.
School is where I explore new things.
School is where I learn how to play soccer to become a famous soccer player.
Welcome to Student Talk Radio, a program where students from Community Outreach Academy and Futures High School share their thoughts about school and life experiences.
School is where I get a better future.